It's Monday, October 18th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak announced that the state has approved a $30 million contract for what's called monoclonal antibody treatment for COVID-19. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has the story.
This treatment gives people antibodies to fight the virus. It's for people who have tested positive for COVID-19 and have a high risk of getting very sick. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says early evidence shows this can result in milder symptoms and decrease one's chances of hospitalization and death.
These treatments will help in areas of high caseload and low vaccination rates, including our rural communities.
That was Dwayne Young, the policy director for the governor. More than 60 patients have received the treatment at a clinic at Great Basin College in Elko since October 1st. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak suffered minor injuries yesterday after he was involved in a car crash in Las Vegas. The crash happened around 1 p.m. Sunday at the intersection of Rainbow and Russell. The governor was taken to the hospital as a precaution but was released shortly after. A spokesperson with the governor says he is resting at home. No other information is currently available. A nonprofit group's new report raises concerns about changes in the workforce at Lake Tahoe and the future of the area's economy, and that includes the looming impacts from climate change. The report from the Tahoe Prosperity Center says the COVID-19 pandemic helped expose the growing vulnerability of the region's increasing dependence on tourism, and as housing costs balloon, year-round residency declines, and more workers commute from afar or seek jobs elsewhere. Tourism now accounts for more than 60% of Lake Tahoe's $5 billion regional economy. That's up from 40% in 2010. The Tahoe Prosperity Center says the findings underscore the need to seek more economic diversity, build more affordable housing, and utilize an increasingly skilled workforce. Nevada is one of the top 10 states negatively impacted by a lack of business travel during the pandemic. And as KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports, that has ripple effects on the hospitality industry.
A new report shows Las Vegas hotels are projected to lose more than $1.65 billion in business travel revenue this year. That's a more than 70% decrease from 2019. The American Hotel and Lodging Association is reporting that people who travel often for work are still scaling back plans due to COVID-19 concerns. And because business travel is the largest source of revenue for hotels, the association is projecting that Nevada will lose more than 50,000 hotel jobs in 2021. The association is urging Congress to pass the Save Hotel Jobs Act, co-sponsored by U.S. Senator Jackie Rosen. The proposed bill includes provisions to provide laid-off hotel workers a path to go back to work and enhancing safety measures at the workplace. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Nevada today. She is visiting Lake Mead to highlight the problems caused by Western drought. Harris will meet federal and state officials at the man-made reservoir in an effort to promote the Biden administration's infrastructure and climate change proposals that have stalled in Congress. Water levels at Lake Mead have fallen to record lows. U.S. officials in August declared the first ever water shortage at the Colorado River. And that means Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico will get less water than normal next year amid a gripping drought. The Carson Valley Medical Center in Gardnerville will be expanding the facility's services. Officials broke ground on Friday. The expansion will increase emergency room capacity from 5 beds to 12, along with expanding the surgery and radiology department, the rehabilitation center, and ICU space. Officials expect the projects to be completed by the end of 2023 and anticipate construction will create about 100 to 150 jobs. The hospital serves the Carson Valley area along with Yerington, Topaz Ranch Estates, and Smith Valley. And in sports, the Nevada Wolfpack football team picked up right where it left off by beating Hawaii 34-17 over the weekend. The win improves Nevada's record on the season to 5-1 overall with a 2-0 record in the Mountain West Conference. Quarterback Carson Strong, who has been getting a lot of national attention, passed for 395 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Wolfpack's next game is on the road against Fresno State Saturday at 4 p.m. Those are your morning news headlines for Monday, October 18th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.